Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to fill God's prayer house, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I pray all is well with you. I greet you in the name of God, our Father, God, his Son, Jesus, our Savior, God, his Holy Spirit, our Comforter. To the four corners on the earth, to our prayer power line, good morning to you, my brothers and sisters. I pray all is well with you as we wake up to another beautiful morning. God has blessed us to see with his breath of life on this beautiful Sabbath day, Saturday. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'd like to greet all of our leaders of the church that are out there listening this morning, that are on the air, that are on our phone lines. God bless you. To our pastor, Dr. Levert Kim, our overseer and our mentor, and to all our family and friends, good morning and God bless you. Let us clear our hearts and minds as we prepare to go before the throne of God in prayer. Let's get in his presence. Thank you, Father. Most gracious and merciful Father, we come this morning, Lord, saying thank you this morning. We thank you for all the things that you've done for us, all the beautiful creation that you made for us, giving us the breath of life this morning. We say thank you. We give you love, honor, glory, and praise as you exhibit your love, grace, and mercy towards us every morning that you wake us up and take us throughout the day. We say thank you. We thank you for forgiving us and remission of our sins, cleaning us up from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet by the sacrifice of your only begotten Son, who shed the blood to clean us up, our iniquities, transgressions, our unrighteousness. Oh, Father, we say thank you. We thank you for all the things that you've opened the door and closed the doors to, Father. We just thank you for giving us a beautiful creation, starting with us as you see us every morning. Made in your image and after your own likeness, we pray that we are pleasing in your eyes. Father, we thank you for the ministry, Lord God. Continue to bless us indeed, enlarge our territory, Father God. I pray for my family near and far, Father God. Continue to watch over us and keep us, Lord God. I pray for families right now that are dealing with loved, lost ones, Lord God. I pray for families right now that are going through trials and tribulations, Lord God. Father God, in the eyes of storms, Lord God, hurricanes, Lord God, wildfires, Lord God, death, Father God, murder, and all things that are going on in the streets, Lord God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will touch us this morning, Lord God. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst, Lord God, and we just thank you all times for being in our presence, Lord God, never leaving nor forsaking us, Lord God, keeping us protected from dangers seen and unseen, Lord God. The eyes of the evil one are watching us, Lord God, going to and fro on the earth, seeking to kill, devour, and destroy, Lord God. But we thank you for being covered in the blood, Father God, allowing that blood-stained banner to be over us, Lord God, identifying us as your children, Lord God. Father God, I lay myself at your throne this morning, Lord God, and every day as you continue to cover me and bless me and heal me and revive me, resurrect me, Lord God, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord God. Let me be ordered by you, Lord God, and my steps being ordered by you, Lord God, as I continue to strive to trust in you with all of my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you so that you can direct my path. I thank you this morning, Lord God, as we come together for prayer, praise, fellowship, and communion in your name, Lord God. We lift you up on high, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you. We come together and say thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And all God's children come together and say amen, hallelujah, amen, and amen. Let's get in his presence this morning, amen. Brothers and sisters. Get in his presence.
As I enter into a place where there's no one but me and you, a place of peace, a place of rest, my time of solitude. There's someone who I can tell all my deep secrets to. Don't have to be afraid. I can put my trust in you. In your presence is the fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures evermore. And it is in your throne room that's the place where all can be revealed. And it's here with you that I find everything I need. In my secret place, when you wrap me in your arms, I gain my strength, I gain my peace, my will to carry on. From the enemy outside, I know that it can't harm me, for your grace and your mercy abide. In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures evermore. Place where all can be revealed, and it's here with you I have everything I need. In your presence, there's the peace that surpasses understanding, and in your throne room, love and joy. Here with you that I have everything I need. Oh, and is here with you I have everything, God, everything I need. Oh, is here with you I have everything I need.
Hallelujah. Yes. It's because of you, Father, I have everything I need. I know what I want, but you say you will supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. Oh, my God. Ooh. Thank you, Sister Angel Millett, and getting in his presence. Brothers and sisters, good morning to you. I pray all is well. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for another opportunity to use this platform to come and lift up your holy name, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every opportunity to spread the good news of the gospel, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for every opportunity to, Father God, to tell someone about you, Father God. Father God, that the chains can be broken in their lives and they can be brought out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for allowing us to look to the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help comes to you, Father God. It comes through you to us, and we thank you. As great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Thank you for bringing me out of the world into your marvelous light. I thank you, Father God, as we come together touching, agreeing in the spirit, Father God, to the four corners of the earth, giving you all the praise, giving you all the glory, giving you all the honor, In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you and good morning, sisters and brothers. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, Communion, and Fellowship podcast for this Saturday morning. The lines are open for you. The mics are on. Share what God is putting in your hearts, what's on your spirit this morning, and let God know that you are loved and he loves you and you love him. God bless you. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a prayer. I'm sorry. I have a scripture.
Amen.
I'm reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sammy. Thank you. May the Lord bless the readers and hearers and doers of his mighty word. God bless you this morning, sisters and brothers. I pray everything is going wonderful with you in your life, no matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, feels like. You know what I'm saying? God is still in charge. He still sits high and looks low. He's still that way maker. He's still the greatest of all. I tell you, you hear people talk about, oh, they the goat, they the goat. What is a goat, man? He separates the sheep and the goat. You don't want to be with a goat. You want to be over there with, okay, you'll get it. You'll get it. You better become a sheep. Stop trying to be the goat. You ain't the greatest of all time. He came and he gone. He rose. He got up. He went back to heaven, sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding on my behalf and yours. There he is right there. He's the greatest of all times. You better give him the highest praise. God bless you. Good morning. 858-357-9137. It's the Prayer and Praise podcast for this Sabbath day, Saturday. Father God, we just ask that you watch over us throughout this day, Lord God. For this Saturday, Father God, we got things on our agenda, Father God. But no matter what, Father, you just say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to us. Father God, no matter what is going on, no matter what's on the schedule, what's on the agenda, remind us that we got to seek you first. Put you first in all things, Lord God. Father God, no matter what it is, Lord God, oh, I got to go here, I got to go there. You better take the Lord with you. You better put him first. Ask him to order your steps. Ask him to cover you as you walk out your front door or whatever door you're walking out of, that he protect your home while you're gone, that he be with you as you go and come to and fro, that he protects you from dangers seen and unseen. Watch over us, Father God. Watch over our children, Lord God, as they prepare to get ready to go back to this new school year, Lord God. Open their minds and hearts to receive every teaching that is there for them, Lord God, to receive your Holy Spirit, to take with them every day, every morning they walk, wake up, Father God, and be on their way to schools, Lord God. Cover them and protect them, Lord God. Instill in them, Father God, your word, Father God. Father God, as we as parents and grown-ups, Lord God, as your children, Lord God, let us train up our children in the way they should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it, Lord God. So if he strays away, that your rod and your staff is there to pull him back and to protect them from those dangers, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you cover our children, Lord God. Cover the mindset of their parents, Lord God, that they'll be removed from the world and their minds will be renewed in you, Lord God. Father God, break the chains, Lord God, of silence, that we'll speak up and say enough is enough, Lord God. We've had enough of being enslaved, Lord God. We've had enough of being ridiculed, Lord God. We've had enough of being misused, Lord God. We've had enough of being manipulated and lied and deceived, Lord God. We ask the chains to be broken in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove all the dangers, Lord God. Remove all the distractions, Lord God. Remove all the obstacles, Father God. Father God, tear down the walls, Lord God. Break the chains, Lord God, as we come together in the spirit, Lord God, and we lift up our voices to you, Lord God, praying and praising your holy name, Lord God. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you this morning. We're live on the air, giving God all the prayer, praise, and honor that he deserves. The mic is on. Good morning. You on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The deepest level of worship is praising God in spite of the pain, thanking God during trials, trusting God when tempted to lose hope and bring him, and loving him when he seems so distant and far away. Keep praying and keep believing. Have an awesome day. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. God bless, God bless. Indy in the background. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Tell your friends about a friend that you know, a brother, a savior. His name is Jesus. Get him to come and join us every Saturday morning. And let's pray and pray together and praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Don't forget what God has for you. Can't no man take it from you. You understand what I'm saying? All we have to do is trust in him with all of our heart, lean not to our own understanding, acknowledge him in all our ways, and he'll direct our paths. See, we can't be part-time with God. We can't be part-time Christians. We can't be part-time children of God, men of God, women of God, if we ain't taking him everywhere that we go and acknowledging him in all our ways. Because one thing about it is, he is the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God, that he's everywhere all the time, at the same time with all power in his hands. He lets us know that our ways are not his ways, our thoughts are not his thoughts. So make sure that we align ourselves with the most powerful person that you ever know, the most powerful spirit that ever existed, and that's the spirit of the Most High. Just connect with him right now and test the spirit by the spirit. Remove our emotions and our feelings out of the way and let the spirit of the Most High guide us and order our steps and break down those walls and tear down those chains and remove obstacles out of the way. Father God, just renew our mind this morning, Lord God. Remove the destruction out of our path right now in Jesus' name. God bless you this morning. Share a scripture, a hymn, a song, whatever you have. Let God hear from you as you feed our spirits this morning. God bless you. You're live on the air. Good morning.
I have another scripture.
Amen.
I'm going to read Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says this to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. I tell you, you got to believe it. You got to have faith in it. You got to trust. And I said this the other night on the podcast, and I'll say it again this morning. We have to understand what faith really is. I think we lose focus on what faith is really all about. And we need to start letting people know what faith is all about, because you hear people say this all the time. Man, I sure hope this. I sure hope for that. Listen, you speak in faith, but you ain't living in faith. Did you hear what I just said? Let me repeat that to you. You speak in the faith, but you don't live in the faith. You don't have the faith of the Most High in your heart. See, brothers and sisters, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction and the evidence of things not seen. We hope for a better tomorrow, don't we? So won't you have faith that tomorrow will be a better day? How about that? How about that? See, faith is coming through the Lord. Don't have faith in yourself until you have faith in him. Ooh, my. How you going to have faith in you and ain't got faith in him? The Most High is where your faith come from. The Most High is how your faith is activated. He said all you need is to have faith the size of a mustard seed in him. We putting our faith in man. We putting our faith in these gadgets and these phones and this internet. Every time you look up, everybody's head is down. Everybody got their head down. Ain't because they're praying. They on their phones. They on their tablets, on their computers. You got so much distraction going on, you can't even hear God's voice. You got so much distraction going on, you can't even see God's hand extending out to you, pulling you out of that obstacle, pulling you through the fire, bringing you through that broken door or that closed door, breaking them chains in your life. You better move those distractions out of your way. My God, we ask to be moved. We ask the chains to be broken. We ask the walls to be torn down, Father God, and us to be lifted up with you, Father God. You say wherever you are, we are there with you also, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's here with me, so I'm here there with him. So, Father, we just ask that you remove everything that's keeping us distracted from you, that we may see you, we may hear you, and feel you at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning. Let your voice be heard. Amen. Let God fill you. Touch with us. Touch and agree in the spirit. You're live on the air. Good morning. God bless.
Father God, we come this morning shouting praises of joy and love to you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day on this side. Merciful Lord, we know that all your love is infinite and you are present in every aspect of all of our lives. We ask you, Lord, to help us remember that all of our security lies in you. We ask you, Lord, to give our home the wisdom to cope with our economic crisis. We ask you to provide for our children, our family, our friends, and even the enemy. We ask you to provide for our needs and give all of us renewed hope. We ask you, Lord, to open up new opportunities for all of us and provide the resources that we will need. We ask you, Lord, to let us set the differences aside that we have with each other and to start to relate in a way that's pleasing to you. We ask you to help us continue to fight the good fight of faith and to remain grounded in your word, even when all we want to do is quit. We ask for blessings for our city, our state, our nation, and the entire world. We ask you to keep Pastor Rod and his family in your prayers. We ask you to keep Pastor Rod safe and keep him encouraged. We seek healing. We seek peace, prosperity, renewed faith, and endurance over Pastor Rod's life. We ask for blessings for Dr. Kemp and Brother Schamberger, and we ask for continued blessings for all our callers on our prayer line faithfully every Saturday morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to everyone. Prayer and praise is going on. You're live on the air. Let God hear what you have to say.
Good morning. You have to forgive my background. I'm outside. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you at the beginning of this new day with a heart filled with gratitude and reverence. I thank you for the gift of life and for the opportunity to witness another day of your creation. I pray for your guidance and wisdom as I navigate through the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Please grant me strength and courage to face any obstacles that may come my way and help me to make choices that align with your divine will. Please bless my loved ones and keep them safe and healthy. May they find joy, peace, and fulfillment in their lives. Grant me the wisdom to be a source of support and encouragement to those who need it. I render myself to your divine plan and trust in your guidance. Thank you for your love and constant patience in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you, God is an awesome God. He's doing some wonderful things in my life, in your life. He woke us up this morning with the breath of life, and we thank him. We thank you for all the love that he shows to us. Because one thing about God, we know God is love. Because guess what? God tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for the tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it would also pass away. But love is always and forever. Oh my God. So Father, we just thank you for your patience. We thank you for your patience. Oh my Lord, we thank you for your patience with us. Sinners saved by grace. Father God, we thank you for your patience. Even though, Father, seems like sometimes we don't even have patience enough for you. Father God, forgive us for taking our time away from you to invest it in other things, people, and places. Father God, we ask that right now you forgive us for being envious and boastful towards each other, Lord God. Being arrogant and rude and ignorant, Lord God. Insisting on our own way, Lord God. Being resentful and irritable towards each other. Not rejoicing in the right things, but in rejoicing in the wrong things. We ask for your forgiveness today, Lord God. Father God, we want to rejoice with you in the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, because we know nothing gets to the Father without going through you, Lord God. Father God, we just ask you to clean us up from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Turn it around. Renew our mindset right now, Lord God. Take the bitterness out of our mouths, Lord God. Father God, take the hatred out of our hearts, Lord God. Take everything away from us, Lord God, that does not represent you and us as a child of you, Father God. Father God, renew us right now. Let all things that we do be done in love, Lord God. Remove everything that is unrighteous before you, Father God. Remove it right now and replace it. Replace it, Lord God, with you. Your Holy Spirit, Lord God, as we repent and things of the other world will be removed and replaced with your Holy Spirit. Restore us right now, Lord God, as you put us back on the pilot wheel, Lord God, and the seal of our cracks, Lord God. Fill in the holes right now, Lord God. Clean us up, Lord God. Wash off the dirt, Lord God, and turn us around right now, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning, brothers and sisters. You're live on the Prayer and Praise line this morning. Break chains with us. God bless you.
I have another scripture.
Amen.
I'm going to read John chapter 10. I'm going to read verse 7 through 18. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep will know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep team. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father." Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Oh, man, I tell you, what an awesome morning it is. Oh, wow. No matter what, man, we wake up some mornings, man, got things on our minds, and the first thing that we should have on our minds is giving thanks to the Almighty for opening our eyes this morning, giving us the breath of life, starting us on a new day. He woke us up, blew the breath of life into our lives and told us to go about your business, go about your day, but seek me first, put me first in all things. We got different agendas, brothers and sisters, and God is the top of the list of all agendas, all schedules and all plans. He say, "For I know the plan I have for you," says the Lord. He say, "For Roderick know the plan, Amy know the plan, Sonia know the plan, you know, Sister Andrea know the plan." He didn't say that. He say, "For I know the plans that I have for you," says the Lord. Oh, my God. So all your plans you got, put God first. Stop coming up with excuses and put God first. God didn't come up with an excuse about you. He didn't come up with an excuse why he couldn't save you. He didn't come up with an excuse why he ain't got time to answer your prayers. He didn't come up with an excuse that he was too busy. He was doing this. I was running late. I was this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. He said, "We ain't no longer his friends. We family now. We part of his family." Listen. We're heirs to the kingdom, joint heirs to the throne. I'm in the family of the royal priesthood. I'm his child. I'm chosen, called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He said, "Well, let all that you do be done in love." And he says, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." Study what love is, brothers and sisters. Lean not to your own understanding about it, but listen to what God says love is. Think about your life. Think about what you've done in your life. Doesn't God love us? Isn't there something in your life that you've done that you know that was wrong, sinful? Everybody want to put categories on sin. Sin is sin. And sin is the wages of death. So get this death upon us right now, Father. You've already gave your only begotten Son for the remission of sin, but we're still killing you every day. Forgive us, Father. None of us are sinless. You say, if anyone says that to you, you tell them they're lying. The truth ain't in them. So, Father, clean us up. Put us back on the right path, Lord God. The path that you have planned for us. And let us be ordered by you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen. The line is open. Anyone wants to share what God has put on your hearts this morning, feel free. The mics are on. God bless you. Good morning.
I have another scripture.
Amen.
I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. Godlessness in the last days. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty. For people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power. Avoid such people. Amen.
Amen. You heard the word. He said you avoid such people. And we deal with those people every day. Every day.
Say that.
So what's more important to you than to live your life godly or just to deal with people that you know God don't even want you around? So that's called disobedience. That's us disobeying our Father. When you was growing up and mama say, don't you go out that door. You better be in this house at a certain time. You better do this. You better not do that. You did it. And when you was disobedient, you suffered the consequences. I know I did. I can't speak with nobody else. If I got out of line, my mama checked me. I ran to my daddy because my mama checked me. Boy, woo-woo. Miss Rowe didn't play. You understand? And see, he said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's older, will not depart from him. Listen, let me tell you something now. You better stop disobeying your heavenly Father. That's the one that has the last say-so. He is the Alpha and Omega. That means the beginning and the end. He's going to determine your life. He's going to determine where you wake up after you leave this side of your life. It's up to you whether or not you want to wake up on the right side with him. Oh, my God. You better remove yourself. You better shake the dust off your feet and move on. A lot of these people, man, don't need to be in your life no more. You can pray for them at a distance. He said, love your enemies. You can love them. Ain't nothing nobody can do about me loving you. But let me tell you something. I could do something about getting away from you. I could do something about not being in your presence. I could do something about not hearing your voice, letting that old evil, wicked spirit of yours come into mine. I could shut it down now. I could break the chains from you because he told me to get from around you. So if you got the mark of the beast on you, acting like your lying dad is the devil, bye. See you later. You pray I do on the right side because we ain't going to the wrong side. We coming into the marvelous light. Oh, my God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Everybody prepare yourself for communion. Going to take a quick break, come back, give you a quick word, take communion, and we're going to have a blessed day in the Lord. God bless you. Good morning. It's the Breaking Chains Praying Praise podcast for this Sabbath day morning. Just give praise, the highest praise to our wonderful God, because he is so awesome and mighty. Thank you. We love you, Father. We break in chains on white.
Clap your hands now.
Yeah.
Clap your hands now.
Ooh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on.
Clap your hands now.
Come on.
Clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous. type of love he showed. Was crucified and on a third day he rose with power in his hand. And you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know through him that I am life and it will overflow. Take the five blows, two fish and feed 5,000. He's so powerful, and his love is great to me. Yeah. And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me,
and he is merciful, and I am so blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
Breaking Chains with Young Adults Talk
on YAT Radio.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. He is so wonderful. That's Drew Toney, I tell you. He is so wonderful. God is such a wonderful God. And you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, I know I would have been dead a long time ago. Oh my God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Through it all. Through it all. He kept me. Through it all. I'm here today. Ooh, looking forward to tomorrow, but living for today. God bless you, brothers and sisters. It's Breaking Chains, Prayer and Praise Podcast for this Saturday, Sabbath morning. I am Pastor Rod. Just want to stop by and give you a quick word from the Lord this morning. I tell you because God gives it to me first, and he's speaking to me, so I have to share what he tells me to share with you. Amen. Father God, I just thank you for another opportunity, Father God, to wake up and see another beautiful day. I thank you for your breath of life flowing throughout my body, Father God. I thank you for this ministry, Lord God, as you continue to bless us and enlarge our territory. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be kingdom builders, Lord God. Chain break us from the enemy, Lord God. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my God, my Redeemer, my strength, my rock. Oh, my. Oh, my. I love you, honor, glorify, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you this morning. Listen, I want to run something by you this morning, because one thing about it is that what is love, man? What is love? Do we really know what love is? You know, I read the scripture to you earlier about what God says love is in 1 Corinthians 13. That's what God say love is. And God told us to be prepared for these last days, that people will have itching ears wanting people to come and tell them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. Unfortunately, y'all, you know Pastor Rod ain't about that right there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna be scratching your old dirty itching ears for you. I ain't doing that. So you know what I'm saying? That's why a lot. Listen. Oh my! Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, I'll keep going. Love is patient and kind. See, throughout my days and up until this point in my life at 56, you know what I'm saying? Listen, God has been patient and kind with me. Did you hear what I said? God has been patient and kind with me. So on the flip side of that, man and woman has been very impatient and unkind with me. Did you hear what I said? God was not envious or boastful towards me, but man and woman was very envious and boasting and boastful towards me and you. You know what I'm saying? Listen, God is not arrogant or rude, but man and woman have been arrogant and rude towards me. You hear what I'm saying? God does not insist on his own way, but God says to you, just follow my commandments. Love me with all of your mind, heart, and soul. God says that, guess what? All you got to do is just keep my word. And everything gonna be all right. As long as you obedient to me, I will show you all the love. As long as you don't turn your back on me, I'm gonna show you all the love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God didn't say, for God so loved the saints, God so loved the Christians, God so loved the man or the woman. He said God so loved the world, the whole world that he has in his hands, whether you are a sinner or not, because we all are sinners. We all fall short of his glory on a daily basis. I don't care what you look like, smell like, feel like, you still a sinner saved by love and his grace and his mercy. So we need to accept that right there. Let me tell you something. Do you know what love is? Are you really a person that really loves from the heart? Or are you just loving from the worldly side of things? I told somebody the other day, listen, pretend like I don't hear you while you telling me you love me, but you can't even show me. You show me you love me by coming over trying to hug me and put your hands on me. Don't you touch me. You better stand down, Satan. I don't want you touching me. I don't want you speaking to me because you evil. So I'm going to love you from a distance. There ain't nothing you could do about that. But what is love? Do you know what real love is, brothers and sisters? We love because he first loved us. Who is he? God. God first loved us. He proves it all the time. He proves it every second of your life, every minute of your life, every hour of your life, every day of your life. He proves that he loves you. He shows an action. Love is just not a noun, as you say. Love is a verb. It has action to it. It ain't about just coming up and hugging somebody. It's about showing people you love through what love is. God told you about being kind and patient, not being envious or boastful, or arrogant or rude. Some of y'all so impatient. Some of y'all are not some kind people. Some of y'all so envious and boast about what you got, what you're doing, where you're going. Don't nobody care about that right there. You listen to me now. Oh, my God. Thank you. Listen, let me tell you something. You so busy boasting about what you got and what you're doing? Are you blessing the homeless? Are you feeding the hungry? Are you giving water to the thirsty? Are you making sure people are not in need, that you can supply what they need? Because he supplies our needs according to his riches and gold. But God gives you things that you can help others. You so busy talking about what you got to do, what I need to do, what I need to do. God said he loves the cheerful giver. You got to give your love. You understand what I'm saying? It's an action, brother. It's an action, sister. God giving your love because you don't know what love is. Let me tell you something. The short verse offers profound words. Listen. People do not wake up one day and decide to love. That thing is real, man. If you got God in your heart, you love all the time. It is written, none is righteous. No, not one. So you walking around here with your head up and your chest out like you are mightier than that? Let me tell you something. You don't sit higher than my God. You understand what I'm saying? He the one that sits on the throne. He is the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You better find out what real love is, or guess what? You're going to get there, and he going to say, you better depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Those are the words that you don't want to hear. I said in Bible study the other night, who wants to feel God's wrath? Do you understand what God's wrath is? Are you aware of the revelation of John, the book of Revelation, and what's going to take place? when the trumpet starts blowing, when all hell busts loose in the earth, you better start falling in love with God. You better treat your brothers and sisters, because guess what? God is love. He created love, and he loved us first. He created love. God is love. Do we understand that? We ain't showing no love in the streets, man. We ain't out here showing no love. We ain't being patient with one another. We ain't being kind to each other. Pay attention. People don't want to hear these words because he ain't talking to me. He ain't talking to me. Yeah, I'm talking to you because you the arrogant right that time. He ain't talking to me. I'm talking to you. I'm telling you what God's love is, not your love. Your love I don't want. Your love ain't real. Your love ain't from the heart. God, listen, the word tells you that God could care less about your outer appearance, man, when it's time to judge. God going to be looking at your heart. You sitting up here putting on godliness, but your heart is ice cold, full of hell. You understand what I'm saying? You walk with demons. You understand? You break bread at Satan's table. I'm just being honest with you, man. You can't say you love one day and then over there being hate for the other 6 days out of the week because you at church. You in God's house. There's a lot of devils sitting up in there. Them imps, they sitting in there in the bodies of people. People you know. We got to pray for these folks. Show real love, man. When somebody say, man, I'm going through it, don't be talking about, man, I'm going to pray for you and walk away. Grab their hand and pray right then. Bring the Spirit of the Lord in. We got to do better, brothers and sisters. We got to do better. When we went in the hospital and going through my surgeries and everything, I had people on here doing the prayer on Saturday mornings, man. Oh, the numbers were high because, oh, man, they were high. And folks say, well, you know what I'm saying, they're a better pastor, they're a better teacher, they're a better preacher. Man, I don't care what you call them. You can be whatever you want to be. But when men and women can come together just based on a man or a woman who's conducting something and you're not coming truly for the Spirit of the Most High and the truth, he says, serve him in spirit and truth and being decent and in order. Yo, you know where you can go. You need to leave me alone. Because, see, man, let me tell you something. Real love is real love. A lot of people don't like to like Pastor Rob because I'm just straightforward and just radical with this thing. Man, let me tell you something. The devil out there killing folks. Seeking, killing, and destroying. Right now, this second. He's trying to topple the world. Listen, but wait a minute now. He's doing these things because he's been given permission. Can't nothing be done in this earth without the permission from God. I don't care what nobody say. God gives permission. If we catching hell in our life, guess what? God trying to teach us a lesson. If things ain't going right in our life, it's somebody or something in your life that's keeping it from going right. And maybe it's you. You hear what I'm saying? See, I found out when it was me. I held myself accountable and got before the Lord and called myself out. I ain't got to call you out. I'm going to call me out. I'm going to put me at the throne. I'm going to ask him to clean me up from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet because I love me too. It took me a long time to love me, but I love me now because I know that he loved me first. I know that he'll never leave nor forsake me. That's real love. People done turned their backs on me, left me in the cold, but God's still right here with me right now. And brothers and sisters, you need to get with that. You need to understand what real love is. We walking around with people, man, that ain't got our best interests at heart. We hanging around with people, man, that don't even care about you. You sleeping with folks, man, that got evil DNA. I'm just being honest with you, man. Been down that road, been there, done that. So, man, let's get right with God. Get right, church, and let's go home. Let's get right with God. This ain't the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin. You can't get right. You can get right. You got a mindset. You understand what I'm saying? You able to move and function. So get right with God first. He says no matter what's going on, no matter what the situation, what it look like, smell like, feel like, whoever it is, whatever it is, but seek ye for the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. Now, you can sit around playing with him if you want to. I'm through playing. I'm through with it. I'm not going to allow you to come in and disrespect this nor God or what I'm doing for the Lord. This is it right here. Don't let nobody do it to you either. If you're on a mission for the Lord, stay on your mission for the Lord. If he's giving you an assignment, stay on your assignment. If you got a gift, use it for the kingdom. You understand? If he's anointed you to do an assignment, do the assignment. Stop being disobedient. Stop letting people pull you in the wrong direction. They're going to pull you straight to hell with them. There ain't nothing you're going to be able to do about it. You going to hell with them. Because, see, you remember the old saying, misery loves company? Where the love at in that? If misery loves company, don't you think they misery, they're going to be pulling you into their misery too? If they unhappy, they want you unhappy. Who wants somebody happy when they unhappy? That means that they don't got no real love for you. Man, start testing the spirit by the spirit. You got the spirit of discernment in you because you're a child of God. If you don't have the spirit of discernment, that means that you're not really connected to God like you're supposed to. Because if you got the spirit of discernment, you're supposed to be able to see through people just like I'm looking out that window right there. You understand what I'm saying? Stop lying to yourself. Stop allowing people to lie to you. Oh, listen. This is ministry, man. It may not be the church you used to. I sure don't talk and preach and teach like where I grew up. You understand what I'm saying? Reverend Thompson would probably be, boy, what's wrong with you? Man, this is 2024. Rest in peace, Pastor Thompson. But listen, this is 2024. The devil done turned his notch up, and guess what? God ain't got to turn up nothing no more. God has already did what he did. He hung on the cross and told you, it is finished. It's done. I'm going back home now. I done did what I needed to do. It's on you now, my child. So it's on you, brothers. It's on you, sisters. Show the true love of God inside of you. Stop being so hateful, so wicked, so impatient, unkind. No long-suffering, no meekness. You understand what I'm saying? You got to have it your way. It's my way, man. But the hell you say, it ain't your way. It's God's way. You better get on tap with that. You didn't create this earth. You didn't create me. God did. God, just stop getting upset with people because what? They don't want to do it your way? So? Your way don't do right all the time. Listen, we got a plan that we finna do good for the kingdom. Yeah, man, let's get down. If we finna do a plan and do good for the families, man, and do this and do that, let's do it. A lot of y'all run from that because it ain't happening right now. For the love of money is the root of all evil. See, you trying to chase that dollar, but God will take them dollars from you, and you can't chase nothing. I'm just being honest, man. I'm just being honest. I love to give him some praise because it's been 28 years, man, and we ain't chasing your dollars to keep this ministry going because you don't support this ministry. God takes care of this ministry. God watches over us and keeps us. God has given me the strength to keep this going for 28 years. It's him, not me. It's him. It's his power and strength and mercy that I live on. It's his breath of life that I breathe because of that. Period. I'm just calling it like it is. You better show real love, man. Show real love. I send out texts and tell them we getting ready to have prayer. We got Bible study, podcast, and all this. Support the ministry. Y'all don't even support the ministry. I see you out in the street spending money at the concert. You at the club. You buying your beer, your weed, or whatever. I know, man. I've been there, done that. But you can't even send $5, $10, $20 to the ministry. Ain't that sad? But you saying, oh, I'm supporting my church over there, but you coming over here to get in with Pastor Rob, but can't get Pastor Rob's ministry a penny. I'm just calling it out. See, when I was growing up, the pastors would call you out in this house, in God's house. They're standing in the pulpit and listen, let me tell you something. I need 10 of y'all to get up and bring me $100 right now. I need 20 of y'all to get up and put in $1,000. I've heard all that, seen it. And folks be jumping up, falling over each other to go put that money in. Because they're looking for the blessings to come out of it. But you're not giving from a loving heart. You just giving. Give from a loving heart. God loves a cheerful giver. God said, he'll give it back to you. Press down, shake it together, run it over. You don't know what that is, do you? Love, brothers. Love, my sisters. Show unconditional love. That's that agape love. Learn about it. Go study to show yourself approved. Man, I tell you. I tell you, God is awesome. He's an awesome God. Yes, he is. Have I lost everybody? Did I lose everybody? I tell you, and what happens with that is that, you know, don't want to be heard or don't want things to go down because, you know what I'm saying, I got too riled up and he tried to cut me off. You know what I'm saying? He was like, that word too much. I don't want nobody to hear that word this morning. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. We just going to speak it into existence and say, Lord, you know what I'm saying? Let your words be heard. Let everything that had breath speak up for you. Let everything that have ears hear. You understand? So if you try to cut us off the conference line, devil, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You have no power.
Amen.
You have no authority over us. You can try to disconnect all you want, because we know that Satan was there and you disconnected us again, but we ain't giving up. We just going to keep on pressing on and pressing on and pressing on. We just going to keep on going. And I tell you, I don't know why. I'm going to be just honest with you right now. I don't have a clue why the enemy is trying to bother us this morning. He's trying his best to interfere with what we got going on this morning, you know? And I'm just thankful for what God is doing, no matter what, no matter the situation, no matter him trying to interfere, you know, in what we're doing, you know what I'm saying? Because he can't do it. He's trying to distract, and that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because God is love. You can't take away what God already has set up for us. No matter how hard you try, no matter what you're doing, no matter how you try to speak against what we're doing, none of that. None of that is important. So we're just gonna say to you this morning, brothers and sisters, that God loves us and he loves you too. And we ask that you continue to pray with us and for us and watch and ask God to keep an eye on us and keep us from all danger seen and unseen, because it's powerful and it's awesome what he is doing. And we're just grateful. All right. So prepare yourself for communion right now. I tell you, well, we're just going to leave that alone right there, because the enemy got no authority. So, brothers and sisters, prepare yourself for communion. Take a quick break, and we'll be right on back, and we'll have our communion. God has been really good to us. God is an awesome God. Let him know that you love him, because he has a lot in store for us. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hang on. We'll be right back.
There is life in our song, healing in our wings. We are children of God, join hands with the King. Do you know who you are? Tell me, can you see? Are you all?
Your identity. children of God.
Join heirs with the King.
Join heirs with the King.
Tell me, do you know?
Do you know who you are?
Open your eyes,
tell
yeah.
me, can you see?
Are you walking? Are you walking?
Are you walking?
Chains with Young Adult Talk
on YAT Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Find your identity, brothers. Find your identity, sisters. Your identity is very important. Once you find your identity, you will know who you are and whose you are. How about that? God bless you, everyone. Thank you and welcome. This is our Saturday morning, Sabbath day prayer and praise podcast. And breaking chains is breaking chains. Let us prepare ourselves for Holy Communion this morning and get our hearts and minds right as we commune with the Lord and have this communion. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, thank you this morning for being with us. And I pray that something said that will touch your hearts and make sure that we are prepared for what yet the God of our creation has in store for us, because there's a lot going on in the world and we need to be sure that we are in accordance with God's word and according to what he commanded us to do and how to live. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. But remember when the Word became flesh, oh my, 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 that was it. He was hated. So let's make sure that we are on accord with him. Amen. So let's bow ourselves for communion this morning so we may break bread, drink the blood, and be one with him. Be reading this morning 1 Corinthians for what God has to say with us. Okay? Amen. So I'll be starting in verse 17, I'm sorry. In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then when you come together, it is not the Lord's supper you eat. For when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this manner. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord
worship you, oh Lord.
We worship you,
our King. For you are the great
I am.
And you is everything.
Tell me, sing it.
We bow
down
before you. We lift our hands and praise.
Yes, we do.
We sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father,
ancient of days.
Listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.